Looks like the auction is down at the boathouse.
Get out of the way!
Andy Foger.
Yeah?
Sam.
Hi, Tom.
I said get out of the way. Why didn't you get out of the way?
Because I chose not to.
Move off to the side so we can pass.
No.
Go ahead and bump him.
Try it and I'll trounce you.
Did you hear what he said?
Shut up, Sam. Hey, Swift. I suppose you think you're going to bid on the boat.
I just came for the view.
Sure you did. Well, you're not going to get it. I'm going to take that boat.
You sure of that?
Dad gave me the money to get it.
Go ahead. It's a free country. Excuse me.
That's quite
odd. He looked familiar.
Attention! Quiet, please! Thank you. As you all know, I'm about to dispose of a fine motorboat, the property of Mr. Bentley Hastings. The reason for disposing of it at auction is known to most of you, but for the benefit of those who do not, I will briefly state them. The boat was stolen by a gang of thieves and recovered recently through the efforts of a young man, Thomas Swift, son of Barton Swift, our fellow townsman of Shopton. And unless I'm mistaken, that's Tom right there.
Hello, Mr. Wood.
I hope you intend to bid on the boat, Tom. You can all see the boat from here. It is, as you see, a regular family launch and will carry 12 persons comfortably. With a canopy fitted to it, a person could cruise all around the lake and stay out overnight, for you can sleep on the seat cushions. It is 21 feet in length and has a 5.5-foot beam, the design being what is known as a compromise stern. The motor is a double-cylinder two-cycle one of 10 horsepower. It has a float-feed carburetor, a mechanical oiler, and the ignition system is the jump spark, the best for this style of motor. The craft, which is called Carlopa, by the way, cost originally $900. It could not be purchased new today in many places for $1,000. Now, what am I offered in its present condition? Will any of you make an offer? Will you give me $500? Well, perhaps that's a bit stiff. Shall we say $400? Come now, I'm sure it's worth $400. Who will start at $400?
I'll bid $50.
I'm offered $50 for this 20-foot boat, 10-horsepower family launch. $50 is the current bid. Will anyone else make it $60?
$60.
Andy Foger.
$60, I'm bid $60. $60. Who will make it $70?
$65.
That man again. Where do I know him from?
$65 from the gentleman in the white straw hat.
Hey, he's bidding above me.
Not against the law, Andy.
I'm offered $65. $65 I'm offered for this boat. Will anyone make it $75?
$70.
$70 from Tom Swift. I'm bid $70. $70. I'm bid, will anyone make it $80?
$80.
I have $80 to bid for this boat. $80. I'm bid $80.
$90.
$90.
$95.
Why, you... $100. Top that, Swift.
I'm offered an even $100. We're certainly coming on. $100 I am bid. $100.
And $5.
$105. Who'll make it $110? Mister, the man with the straw hat. Mister?
The man is leaving. Guess that must have been his limit.
But who's going ahead of me?
Quiet, Andy. We may get it yet.
I'm bid $105. Will anyone make it $125?
$125.
That's what I like to hear. Now we're doing business. $125 from Tom Swift. Will anyone offer me $50?
Andy, no.
Shut up, Sam. Let's make him quit right now.
You can't.
Yes, I can. I'll go up to my limit right now.
And someone will go above you.
Like who?
Tom.
He can't afford it. I'm going to call his bluff.
I am bid $125. $25. Will anyone make it $50?
$150. Let him top that.
$60.
$60? Why, you, Swift!
Calm down, Andy.
Swift, you good for nothing.
I am offered a